WWE Solo Showdown Show. The Second Amendment is dead at Tufts. When you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Baby, you don't know me cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller.
Discourse of things that make us so irate. Live on the air with the jam, cause he's my mate. Spend the afternoons, cause that's a fine way.
Cause we're here to bring hurt, and we're here to bring pain. There's nothing to stop it, don't play with these games. Yo, we'll slam you down to the street top. Slam a jam and big rip, yeah, we make the boot drop.
Got Max like on mic number three. Not bad, he's an Israelite. After this, it's only three at last. Never met a fellow Jew. That bat
in 1, 2, 3, represent that rat.
Totino's, Totino's, how did you know? Totino's, Totino's, everybody's talking about Totino's, Totino's. Pizza rolls and burritos, burritos. Squad!
Hello. Hey. Hey, what's up, guys?
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
We're here for another episode, our new series.
It's a new show.
New WMFO series.
Brand new.
Mic on? Every mic is on. All four are on. Welcome to WWE Solo Showdown.
Show.
With your new host, DJ Slam McJam, joined in studio with many guests.
Today. Yummy.
It's only my show now. Should we go around the horn and introduce ourselves?
Yeah, as
Hans, are you a nihilist?
I'm a what is it? A Luddite?
A Luddite.
A Luddite. There we go.
You don't like technology?
All right, let's go. Let's do some introductions. We'll go clockwise, starting with.
This is Eli Lloyd, aka Shannon Franklin.
My name's Ben Teller, aka John F. Cranberry.
This is Max Makovetsky, aka DJ Alfredo Figrioli.
DJ Alfredo, what's the last thing?
Figrioli.
Figueroa Street, got
no,
it.
Figrioli.
Figrioli.
We have a mic problem over there.
I'm Rob Katz, also known as Hodgden Beats. And
this is Rika. I think I need help coming up with a DJ name.
Rika, what's your favorite spice?
When I was a senior, I changed my Facebook name to Hungarian Paprika.
There you go.
That's
so
pretty good.
There you go.
It's better than all the ones so far.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this is your show now.
We're good. Yeah. We're good. Yeah. All right. So
Hungarian Paprika.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've been here. we a few months. Flat out didn't go to any of our shows last semester.
Don't say that.
It's been a super long time since I've been here.
Yeah.
It's my first time, actually.
Right. Well, really? In this since lifetime, birth. At least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, who's training right now?
It's Eli, do you think you were a Tufts student in a previous lifetime?
Absolutely.
Hungarian
not.
Paprika.
I'm also training.
Tufts was my reach in this lifetime.
It's a DJ Cranberry sandwich.
John F. Cranberry.
John F. Cranberry.
Yeah. Our 53rd president. You just don't know it yet.
He's coming up.
He's coming
DJ
up.
DJ Cranberry sandwich.
It's like one of those logic problems where it's like you can't tell if it's true or false because it's in the future.
Right.
Yeah, that's real.
All right. We've got nothing planned for today.
No.
But that's the way it should be.
That's the way it always is.
It's not the way it maybe should be, but it's the way it always is.
Yeah.
See, Rika, the best part of having a show is that no one really listens, but when they do, they're subjected to whatever you decide to torment them with.
Yeah.
And they can't do anything about it except turn off their radio. That's
great. Mm-hmm. This is a free show.
This is freeform radio.
So if you're listening,
finest.
Change the channel.
But if you're not listening, don't change the channel.
Are we doing some summer recaps or are we?
Yeah.
Summer.
Oh, hang on.
Recap.
I have a segment for this. I gotta. Hang on. Hang on. Ready?
I gotta re-download my soundboard.
Yeah, I got to this. Hang on.
Like soundboard's not on my computer. It's not. I got Siri on my computer, guys. Great.
It's time for Guess That Smell.
All right.
How many vocals did you put on that track? It's like at least
we're playing a segment
saying,
here.
Guess that smell. What
that's,
smells
that's,
in
oh,
the room,
that's from
guys?
Freshman year. That's from freshman year.
Yeah, but let's still play it.
Right, it's a good game.
What is that smell, by the way? I was really wondering.
I had tuna fish for lunch.
There we go.
It smells like cranberries, I'm going to be honest.
Ben, is there something you're not sharing here?
Don't look at me, my maiden name is Rockwell. So.
Well.
Okay, well, I guess isn't we figured out what the smell isn't.
Alright, ladies.
I think it might just
what
be.
What does cranberry smell like?
Eli, do you floss?
Like a bog?
Almost never.
Like a bog?
I also don't believe that you should brush your teeth in the morning. What is happening to your teeth between the brushing at night and the morning that you wake up?
It's the saliva, it breaks it down. The saliva.
Breaks down what?
It breaks down your
the
teeth.
The thing that's always on your teeth is somehow bad for
people
your teeth.
People were not developed
this
right.
This
seems like a design flaw.
We're not like developed to stand on
intelligent
our legs.
Intelligent design, yeah.
Actually,
right.
Rika, aren't you pre-dental? You should know this.
This is pre-med. This is big fluoride lobby trying to convince us that we need to use twice as much toothpaste.
Thanks, Hillary.
Have you seen her teeth? She's not in that lobby.
She's not in
that. All right, we can play something that's... No, we'll talk. Let's do a summer recap. We'll start... We're going counterclockwise this time.
All
right. Hungarian paprika, would you like to...
I don't get to talk as much with this setup. I don't like it.
Rob, do you want this mic, or are you feeling envious?
I feel, like, better about that, yeah.
Okay, come here.
Do that.
All right. Let's try this.
All right, this is nice.
Do you have any more headphones?
I just, like, know you better, so I feel better, like, getting up in your face.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't want to insult you, but, like, I feel a lot closer to him than his face.
This is radio. They can't see you.
No, go.
Eli, you know, you've really got a face for radio.
How was your summer?
Thank you.
How was your summer?
My summer was...
Oh, yeah, how was your summer?
My family moved to Montana.
Moved to Montana?
The Sunshine State.
From where?
Connecticut. I'm from Connecticut.
Where in Connecticut?
New Haven.
Cool.
Great place.
Oh, cool.
All talk about what we know about Connecticut.
Here's the thing I know
it's
about
not
New Haven. One time, I had a burger there, and it was apparently the first burger ever made.
Where was it?
That's an old burger.
Put it in your mouth?
Are you sure it was safe to eat?
Yeah. It was in a museum.
He shattered the glass case.
You're the kid that, like, put his hand through, like, who, like, put his arm through, like, that painting on the internet.
The Mona Lisa?
Yeah, no. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah, the Mona Lisa.
Yeah, like, this kid destroyed the Mona Lisa on the security footage, and now it's gone forever. Isn't that crazy?
That is nuts.
Actually, so this definitely is happened. A news radio broadcast.
This is news radio.
This is music. This is music.
This is news radio.
This is music radio.
I thought this was a podcast.
You know what they say, music is the news of information. I mean, news is the music of information.
That's nice.
So what is country then? The editorials? The obituaries?
It's like commercials of information.
It's the leisure section of the Kansas City Chronicle.
There we go.
Yo, I'll tell you something about Connecticut. Their newspapers are waspy as heck.
Dude, Hartford Current, longest continuously published newspaper in the United States.
Congratulations.
It's not very good.
Congratulations. I gotta get a soundbite.
Okay, back to you.
So you were in Hannah, Montana. You're Hannah, Montana. And what?
I mean, it was like about 2 weeks spending there. I saw Bear.
Oh.
But yeah.
Okay.
Then I just came here. I'm a freshman, so I came here for orientation.
Oh, welcome. You welcome to Tufts University. Weirded out by what's going on right now.
Home of the world's first hamburger.
Pax at Lux. Am I right?
What, have you been there?
I haven't been there yet.
It's pretty good.
I've never eaten at PAX at Lux.
Wait, what's this soundboard?
It's a whale shot number two.
I don't really get it, but I'm going to download it.
Oh, so guys, because we're training it, I have to run you through the WFMFO commandments here. One, don't swear. It's unprofessional.
I said whale shot.
Oh, yeah.
Two, don't be drunk on air. Three, actually, don't be drunk on air. Four.
What about Twisted?
Pretend to be drunk on air. Five. Don't bring alcohol or drugs into WMFO. There is a zero tolerance policy and you will be expelled after a single infraction.
Expelled from Tops?
No food or drink in Studio A.
This is a totally unrelated point, but these are things that probably should have been emailed before we all arrived here, right?
Just don't say that. Talk about
that. Just curious.
Talk about
it. Talk about it. They're always
listening.
You
do a station ID /PSA once every hour. Typically in the middle of the show, and you have to do a station ID on the 5 minute or the 55 minute.
What do you think?
All right, checking that box.
What do you think the WMFO policies?
Are those all the commandments?
I don't know what I was expecting.
Can we kill?
That and do thine dish.
A kill is actually,
you can covet
thy neighbor's wife and kill, but you cannot be drunk on air. Yeah.
Can you commit adultery in the WMFO studio?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Also, what do you get? What do you think? Sorry, quick question.
Yeah.
What do you think the WMFO bylaws say about synthetic drugs?
Spice. Don't show up high on spice.
They didn't say you can't.
What do you guys think WMFO stands for?
World Medford Radio.
I don't actually know. What does the W in radio stand for?
It's just W Medford.
Those are randomly assigned.
Is it just W? Like, it's W
like
and K,
every
right?
Radio show starts with a W, right?
Or K. Like, or K, in LA, a lot of it's K.
In Minnesota, KDWB.
KTLA. It means west of the. I'm not even joking. It means west of the.
West of the Mississippi?
East. Stations east of the Mississippi River were required to start their call names with W. Stations west of the Mississippi River were required to start their call names with K.
Well, that's intuitive.
That actually kind of makes sense.
I feel like W should be west of Mississippi.
Why is the Mississippi...
That part doesn't make sense.
Why is Mississippi always the barrier? It's nowhere in the middle of the United States. Is it like...
And a K if you...
Population-wise?
It's like a W.
What, the Mississippi?
Yeah, why is it always...
I have no idea.
Starts in Minnesota.
Duh.
Is it halfway through?
So it's like
because radio is all in Braille.
Is it really halfway through the country?
Well, now that the U.S. has conquered space...
We have.
Can you ever be...
officially conquered space.
There's no such thing as halfway through.
Space is for all, man.
Did anybody get sick this semester?
You're listening to WWE Solo Showdown. Join in studio with five other people. I'm throwing it to a song.
Hans is the only person listed as like being on this show.
But you and I are actual DJs, right?
Danke schön, es war schön, wäre schön gewesen mit einem längeren Leben. Aber hey, irgendwann ist eben Zeit zu gehen. Und ich will mich nicht rausreden, lass mich doch mal ausreden.
Ich wollte noch Danke sagen, doch ich lieg im Krankenwagen noch. Wollen Sie mich zwangsbeatmen, doch bald ist alles raus und vorbei. Falls Sie mich nicht begraben, dann sollte ich mich wirklich fragen, wann will ich mal Danke sagen, denn irgendwann ist aus und vorbei.
Ich geh nie wieder ohne Danke zu sagen, Grund, ich steh auf Schienen vor ner Schranke im Wagen und frag mich gerade, wo geht's hier zu ner Tanke und warum ist hinter mir jetzt auch noch ne Schranke? Dumm, dass der Gedanke besser irgendetwas zu tun, zwar nicht verkehrt, ist doch ein bisschen zu spät und nun verheddert sich noch der behämmerte Gurt. Na gut, dann wird der nächste wohl mein letzter Zug.
dummes kleines Fischchen, du hast leider nicht viel Zeit gehabt. Und mit dem bisschen, das dir blieb, hast du's nicht weit gebracht. Denn schon am zweiten Tag hat man dich eingefangen. Es tut mir leid, das war's. Ab in die Speisekammer, dann auf die Speisekarte. Denn du bist heiße Ware, du bist im Teil gegart, aber meist gebraten. Darf's noch Reis sein, leichter Weißwein? Nein, das Teil muss heiß sein, gib her, ich beiß rein. Hammer, wie frisch der schmeckt, als Gericht perfekt. Nur hatte ich nicht entdeckt, was sich im Fisch versteckt. Hatte ich auch Glück bis jetzt, dieses Stück steckt fest. Kipp auf den Tisch direkt zwischen ein Fischbesteck.
Ich wollte noch Danke sagen, doch ich lieg im Krankenwagen noch. Wollen Sie mich zwangsbeatmen, doch bald ist alles aus und vorbei. Falls Sie mich nicht begraben, dann sollte ich mich wirklich fragen, wann will ich mal Danke sagen, denn irgendwann ist aus und vorbei.
Genau im magischen Moment, bevor der Wagen sich aushängt, bevor Pupillen sich verengen, wie verlauft Medikament sie?
Und wenn was klemmt?
Was die schon wieder denkt. Jetzt sei mal abgelenkt und mach den nicht ins Hemd. Es ist wie Louis und Clark Kent, wie Pott in Amsterdam, Achterbahn, Angst erfahren. Das gehört zusammen, also geh mir nicht auf den Keks, denn wir werden alt und wir sind unterwegs. Und angeschnallt, runter geht's, kleiner Schatz. Wir sind gar nicht angeschnallt, auch keiner nennt. Erst als es zu spät ist, sehe ich, dass da was im Weg ist und wir heben ab. Pech gehabt, hat die Alte echt mal recht gehabt.
Du hast gesagt, du holst mich später noch ab. Ich hab deswegen gedacht, ich nehm noch eben ein Bad. Du hattest schon immer etwas gegen den Bart. Und endlich gebe ich nach und nehm ihn nebenher ab. Nur an meinem Rasierer ist das Kabel geteilt, wodurch der ganze Apparat irreparabel erscheint. Und das Fatale dabei, das eine Kabel liegt frei. Alter, da weißt du Bescheid, da ist der Spaß halt vorbei.
Ich wollte noch Danke sagen, doch ich lieg im Krankenwagen noch. Wollen Sie mich zwangsbeatmen, doch bald ist alles aus und vorbei. Falls Sie mich nicht begraben, dann sollte ich mich wirklich fragen, wann will ich mal Danke sagen, denn irgendwann ist aus und vorbei. Ich wollte noch Danke sagen, doch ich lieg im Krankenwagen noch. Wollen Sie mich zwangsbeatmen, doch bald ist alles aus und vorbei. Falls Sie mich nicht begraben, dann sollte ich mich wirklich fragen, wann will ich mal Danke sagen, denn bald ist alles aus und vorbei.
What is that sound?
What sound? So trending now on Yahoo.com,
wait,
we got Air
sound?
Canada.
Curious,
buzzing, yeah.
Yeah, what is that buzzing?
Number two, Leonardo DiCaprio. Number three, Auburn football. Is that a rock star? Is that a new rapper name?
Is that the AC?
No, that's Auburn
you just did
the Tigers.
That's off. Super annoying.
Representing Auburn
you just
University.
Yeah.
Well, turn off mic four. It's the AC that's
trending.
Really
number four is the Chicago White Sox. Number five, trending on Yahoo.com, mortgage rates. Back to you, Eli.
What were you reading over there?
I'm reading the Yahoo Trending.
Oh, okay.
All right, guys. No, they're still weird. They're still weird buzzing. It is totally mic four.
It's you.
I just turned it off.
I have something that I would like to read.
So this is our life now.
Yeah, this is kind of.
Yes,
I have something that I would like to read.
I don't know. It's kind of annoying. Do you want to just take mine here?
Okay. I think my dad might be listening with all of his employees right now. He's at their Monday morning meeting.
Shout out to Alex.
Shout out to Max's dad having employees.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
You made it.
You made it, Dad.
All right. Fam, we eaten.
Wait, can I read something real
quick? Yes, okay. Please.
So, Huntington Beach Falls and South Coast Tournament final. Newport Beach. I know that three people in this room are from California, and I'm guessing Newport Beach is kind of close.
It's nearby.
Yeah. Early season tournament titles are desirable. Like... Desirable? I don't know what that word is.
I wouldn't say it's related
desirable.
To listening.
Desirable. In boys water polo. But in-pool progress is an equally valuable commodity.
Sound it out before you read it in your head. Sound
That's
it
how out. Huntington Beach viewed its finish at the South Coast Tournament on Saturday. I'm not going to read the rest because...
What are you actually reading?
Milton, Paradise Lost.
Wait, what do you... Robert, do you have a soundboard, by the way?
I have all of the iLife sound files on my laptop.
Right, I'm going to turn your aux on. Your aux is on.
It's
now.
Not plugged in.
Oh.
I don't want to commit to this yet.
All right.
I'm going to read out. Actually, yeah. Let's do it. Okay. I'll use this one.
Let's turn.
Is it
you're
off?
You're on. You're off now.
Turn it off.
You're off. You're off. You're off.
You're
back on. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for dealing with us. This is a work in progress. We'll get back into the swing of things. Give us the next 3 months, and we'll be back.
I'll tell you something. By the time 2020 rolls around, we will be smooth.
This one's called Singing Dog.
Were you playing sound effects during the last song? Is that why there were dog barks in that song? Alright, we're gonna do a nice little segment on this show. It's where we play a video game, except you can't see because we're playing a video game in studio, but you'll hear the sound. Robert's taking the forward on this one. You ready, Robert?
Yeah,
are you strapped in your fun chair?
I'm ready to play. Wait, can you strap me in?
All right.
I'm gonna need everyone in training to strap me in right now to the chair.
Just place your body over him if that works too.
Well, stop kicking.
All right, you're in place. You're in place. All right, his eyes have been sewn open. Alright, we're ready to play.
I don't really want to do this anymore.
I'm firing it up.
I'm really not in the mood anymore. No, can we not do this? Can't.
We're going. Here it goes.
Here we go. Alright. Okay. Okay. I'm doing okay.
You're doing alright.
Alright, I just gotta jump. Oh, got a boost. Alright. What's that?
Power up.
Oh, what's that? I got it. All right. I gotta defend the First Amendment.
Yeah. Keep going. Keep commenting.
Comment. Oh, I'm getting so many likes for that joke I made. Oh, this is so good. I'm doing so well. My mom's so proud of me.
It's final score.
What did I get?
Final score.
Did you get 7?
I think I got 7 free speech and likes.
Well, it's a good game, guys.
Thanks for playing, everybody. Can I get out of the chair now?
No.
I can't blink.
Then you die.
I got all of the portal sound effects if you want them.
Let's talk about something.
Yeah, which presidents are hot?
Well, I can tell you.
I bet you there's a BuzzFeed article on that.
All right, I'm going Warren G. Harding.
Which president's the hot? President of the United States in order of hotness.
Getting another one. That's a useful sound effect.
If Obama's not number one, that's just blatantly racist.
Ooh, underrated.
He actually is.
All right.
He's so
start?
Handsome.
I'm Such starting with number one. Man.
Bill Pullman in Independence Day 1. Hot president.
Hot prize.
Who played him?
Hot prize.
Bill Pullman.
Oh. yes.
I don't know if this is what order this is in. This is just in their number of presidents. All right, we're starting with the oldest.
Use that
26,
one.
Teddy Roosevelt.
What?
Teddy Roosevelt's considered
Teddy Roosevelt was a bit of a hunk.
He's kind of smelly looking, though. He would definitely rank high among smelliest presidents.
He would rank high among the rankest.
What was that movie where Ray Romano ran for mayor of a city?
Everybody loves Raymond.
Raymond runs for mayor.
Everybody runs Raymond.
Oh, there you go. It's called Raymond runs for mayor. No, Moose Point.
Welcome to Moose Point.
In 2004. Welcome to Moose Point.
Wasn't it like Bill Murray was the president? Was the ex-president in
I
that?
I need to download an action.
Who is it? No. Yeah. It's,
Go back to the whale noises. Why not?
They were good.
I think bowling noises could be
Gene.
I think the best part of this record is his face on it.
Can I see?
Yeah,
James Newton.
James Newton. Really, the Buddy Collette Quintet.
We've been listening to Flute Talk for years, music. I think.
First record pulled off the shelf.
Yeah.
And it's a banger. I'm really going to miss Obama when he leaves us.
All right, guys. Should we throw?
He's so funny.
Should we actually lay out segments and stuff?
Not today.
No, it's too late.
Should we throw it to music?
No. Let's keep talking.
What do you want to talk about?
Okay, I have a question.
Yes, pose your question.
Favorite or most disgusting two word combination that you would find in a cookbook?
Ooh.
Let's see.
I'm just going to go on all recipes.
You
got
to think, yeah.
That's a really good question.
I'll open things up with the following.
Yes.
Sausage culture.
Ooh, that's pretty real.
Sausage. I'm going to go with beaten yolk.
Okay.
Oh, I got one.
I was going to say moist dressing.
Oh, I was going to go with like moist meatloaf or something.
Oh. curdled section.
All I'm thinking about is sausage culture.
That's too good.
That's too good.
That was a really good.
Yeah, you should make a band
sausage culture.
Spelled with a K. Sausage culture.
Do you know sausage culture is an actual like thing? I think. Like sausage culture, the people that get very into like the minutia of sausage making.
Yeah. Eat at Arby's.
I'm looking at that sausage. Guy?
Sausage.
There's so many pictures of
Italian
Obama
on the internet.
Speaking of meatloaf, did you ever consider loaf to be its own type of shape?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I guess that's sort of what it is, like a loaf.
Yeah, it's like a
exactly wad.
It's but like a contained.
It's like something that looks kind of like a
loaf. Dude, 100%. Like, yeah. Sometimes my cat like sits down with all her legs under her and she looks like a loaf.
Cat loaf.
You know what I mean? It's like a shape. Yeah. It's a shape of cat in that instance, but other things could be loaves too.
Cats could be loaves.
Bread
can be loaves.
Meat can be loaf.
There's that singer.
If you make clay into the shape of a loaf, it would be clay loaf.
Yeah. Yep.
I think I always feel like meat loaf is like his name is loaf, and it's just kind of like a suggestion for how you should interact with him.
Okay, meat loaf.
Yeah, yeah. My friend loaf.
Loaf. Right.
If it's spelled M-E-A-T. So, no. All right.
Thank you.
You think you've been in the studio for more than a day?
I
have to protect the interest of Meatloaf over here.
I got an interesting song that I'd like to share.
You protect the interest of the WWE Soul Down.
He's a professional
Solar
wrestler.
Showdown. Solar Showdown.
WWE Solar Showdown. Showdown Throwdown.
WWE.
I got a song.
WWE
I got a song I'd like to share.
Do you guys on Snapchat?
See what you guys think about it.
Yeah, add the show on Snapchat.
I have a song I'd like to share with you guys.
I don't want to be here. My eyes are sewn open. Just to play the game.
Do we get a World Cultures credit for this?
This is you. You scout towards your HASS, Humanities and Social Science career.
It's gonna be an arts. I need an arts credit.
Can we talk about how humanities majors can't even get a dang classroom?
It's true.
I take all my classrooms in the bathroom of Eaton.
There's always a weird naked man who likes to sit in the back, and I think he's what's it when you don't actually take the class?
I made him my advisor. Wait, he's auditing.
He's auditing.
I think he's a provost, actually.
All right, I'm going to throw two songs because I got
something
that I think
is cool. He used to
wear
socks before he got tenure, then he took those off.
Hans is trying to make this an actual radio show, and we're just joking off.
Where are we on the record right now? Is there a loud bit right here on the record? Can you hear us?
Yeah, a little bit.
It's the lazy theologian, the clumsiest poet, stumbling through the poplar grove, and he doesn't even notice those toes bled a little. Bathrooms are sacred space if faith is under the left nipple. That's the king, no Martin Luther. You might have seen him riding on a green Martian scooter, clutching a Hewlett-Packard computer. Indeed, he's ageless like Trevor Thornberry. I don't worship Norse gods or stone fairies. At home on a cracked iPhone, alone and hairy, casting postmodernist abracadabra. It starts like this. Dum, 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 dum. I don't know. I thought they might have killed me, so I read the Hagakure on a very long drive from Chicago to here. Holding Viking spears, and I cried a lot of tears, but you know I kept an oxbow lake in my thoughtful cave, and we both thought in gray or shades, maybe even monochrome. This monotone is great till the monotony saw its own philosophy to justify the dimples in its face. In its face? So we made a couple sticker packs and pretended we didn't hear when white fans said nigger fast. There's Pollo and this Menudo. I'm the newest fellow in this group though, and they're all feasting on my naivete. I guess it's picture day. I guess it's pizza day. If purity of heart is to will only one thing, then you have some explaining to do. I can rap like an Afghan. I can rap like my last name was Black Man. I can rap like the son of Mike Ladd. Let me take out a full page Vice ad that supposes it might ask if underground hip hop was just one tight fad. This is an all seeing eye patch, if I might add. Got many styles. This time just trying to follow Milo. These days, most of the time, I'm chilling in the hollow. To see slacks. Back in high school, I wanted to be abstract, not like Q, but pretty cool. In my heart, was always more busy bee than Moti. Lunchline headsets had me thinking yogurt backwards, plug in the Baptist fit. Lake Champlain is crystal clear, I owe it to myself to speak free. Kelly brought me green tea ice cream. I could never forget eating sushi on $10, feeling rich. That was 06. And I wrote a lot of mean shit. But only got love in my heart to go along with all them sad ships that never came. But that's just life, and life is strange. How do you change the way you change, the way you feel? Rain to wash the window clear. Wipe away constellation, atmosphere. Blue lagoon, my isolation. Now I'm paper plane folded. Myself into good fortune. Hoping some missing ocean will find some luck. Met brother question once. Life in a fishbowl leaves me floating in the punch. Just trying to stay sober. Never read that Hagakure. Think he'd loan me a copy. I'm still stuck on Murakami. Calvino looming. Looking down from vistas coolie. Through open windows moving grass on sand patch. Move swat by red clouds. See dead sounds. Deadly snaps. Circling metamorphosis. Circling dumbly lit intellectual. Grumbling circling humbly. Numbly picked from keypad like cabbage patch. Kids picked from key latch. Dream lease. Sag denim logo tags. Wondering sullenly, will Tiger ever recover comfortably? Hank Hero's heads on pillows eat. Makes more humans relate. Makes more human mistakes. My humanity places head next to dinner plate. Eat myself without feeding myself. Sometimes retreating inside cell walls. The band simply plays on. Sitting wishing you were here. Next time you're gone, just remember to buy yourself a souvenir. Thank you.
Hello all, we're back. We're waiting on some people to come back and join us, but for now we'll just we'll make some light banter. So, how's your day going?
Kikiriki!
Kikiriki!
Kukaraku!
Hello.
Hi. Alright, cool, hi. Nikki wants to welcome to our list of guests. This is Nikki. Nikki, this
hey.
Is
welcome
Rico,
to the show.
Rob, Max, Ooh. Ben, and Eli.
Hey, Nikki. This how's is Nikki. How's it going?
It's going great.
Hey, Nikki.
How's the weather?
Is it sticky?
Right,
it's the only one I can think of that rhyme with Nikki.
Robert, then you have to slide back over here. You're gonna have to slide back over there.
Yeah, right, Max. I'm moving.
We've got seven people here now. All right, guys. So this is a new bit we're introducing to our segment. It's called "What's Going Down at the Local Jamba Juice." Today,
let me get in character.
I've got some backing music, so if you want, I can set the scene.
Everybody is invited to participate in the character or in the characters if they want. Just jump in and.
Can I borrow this for a second?
Yeah.
Thanks. You just right, have fun
on.
With it.
Hang on, let me get situated here. So, yeah. Alright.
It's a really nice humming.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Ever since Nikki walked in, there's been this really annoying humming sound.
Should I leave?
You probably.
Why is nothing playing?
But before you leave, you have to tell us one secret.
One secret? Well, I didn't know where Brown and Brew was, so that was tough getting here.
The location of Brown and Brew is a secret.
That's... Most people... pretty much everyone, when you tell them to come on the show, doesn't know where to go.
Why is it so quiet?
They think it's in Barnum 008.
All right, guys. All right, so here we are in our local Jamba Juice.
What's playing?
Let's end the scene now. Apparently this is what they play in Jamba Juice. This buzzing is so loud.
Are you playing this in
Hello.
The...
Yeah,
what's going on here?
Right. It's me, future president of the United States of America, Donald Trump. I'm here to order one huge Jamba Juice.
Welcome to Jamba Juice. would you like to add almond milk with that? You want to go nuts with the almond milk smoothies? It's delicious and non-dairy.
Well, with the almond milk and the Jamba Juice, my name is Donald Trump, and I want to get this big old smoothie. Go
I
down
appreciate
right now.
The cultural reference, but you may be fooled. A couple years in a point where that reference has become a little insensitive, and I'm not at the... I'm getting a FaceTime.
Donald!
Hey, we're doing the show right now. Can you put Ox 2 on?
Yeah.
Donald Trump wanted a nice little beverage.
Hey, you're on the show, Carolyn.
Sorry, I'll call you later.
No, stay on the air.
It's too late.
Welcome, Rob's FaceTime friend. We have eight people in the studio. Eight people are in the studio.
Does this mean I'm allowed to call my grandma today?
Yeah. Let me FaceTime someone on mine.
Can you see?
Yeah,
like,
no,
everybody
I can
FaceTime
hear.
A friend.
I'm gonna FaceTime my grandma.
Is this like the phone a friend segment?
Yeah, so currently we're doing a sketch which we're still in character for.
We're still in. Alright, hang on.
So, what would you like to get, Mr. Trump, on your smoothie?
One shot of wheatgrass.
What kind of smoothie would you like?
Here's what I'm thinking.
So what are you thinking?
I'm gonna have the.
Are you gonna get rid of Obamacare? Can you get rid of Obamacare?
Okay, I'm gonna like the flavor your fall smoothie, and the thing is, who's gonna pay for it? You're gonna pay for it.
That, how are you gonna motivate me to pay for it? It's not in my interest to pay for it.
It's gonna be beautiful. It's gonna be great.
Back here.
We're gonna win.
Wait,
here.
I gotta tell you, we're out of acai berry. Acai berry.
This guy wants quinoa.
It's not pronounced tomato. Acai. It's pronounced acai.
Cheney,
yeah.
No, literally.
Yeah, accent on the eye.
What?
Sorry.
I'm sorry, sir. We have no idea. What are you ordering? You've just repeated the size that you want.
Huge.
Huge, okay. You want a huge jumbo smoothie.
There's nothing wrong with the size of my Jamba Juice.
There's no one suggesting that. I just kind of, there are people in line.
Yo station.
You're just kind of repeating things that you know to say.
I already said I want a banana smoothie.
What do you, orange and what?
Banana!
Banana, would you like to almond milk it?
How do you milk an almond?
Why is it?
Yeah. No, I'm doing my Donald Trump impression.
Now you just sound like Colonel Sanders.
Don't sound like anyone that much either.
You sound like Bill Cosby. So I don't know if people were refusing to tell you that, but this is a Bill Cosby impression.
I thought he was doing more of a Colonel Sanders.
That's not what I heard. That's what you heard. But
I'm doing a Donald Trump impression.
All right, that'll be
$7.99.
Our blender's not working, so we need someone in the back working on the blender. I think she hung up. No, she's still there.
How many people are listening right now?
My mascara.
Hopefully zero.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Carolyn's mascara is
hopefully
running.
Hopefully hundreds.
We have seven listeners.
Oh boy.
You have seven listeners?
Seven masochists.
it's PSA time.
All right. It's PSA time.
Carolyn, have you been on Facebook 2019 lately?
So this is really important.
Trainees
here. Let me turn this off. We need the binder. If you can get the binder down there. So once every hour, you're required to read a PSA, because remember, WMFO is a public station.
Here motion, motion to refer to the binder as a basket full of deplorables from here on out.
Rico, will you please open the basket full of deplorables from now on?
Is basket full of deplorables the new binders full of women?
Yeah.
Do we remember that
find
one?
Find a good one. Take
binders full of women.
Take your pick. Do you still have your sound effect, Robert, for introducing the segment?
I actually don't, but I can play a slight...
Hello?
What's have news? Yeah.
I killed this
guy.
Max killed Scalia?
100.
I killed. You finally overcame your terminal illness?
What's the song?
Scalia.
What's the song? I got a doctor... Give me the news, I got a
bad case of loving moose.
Yeah, what's the name of the song?
I have no idea.
Just have Carolyn do it.
You're welcome.
Is Carolyn still there? Is she talking?
Can you hear her?
I can't hear her. I'm not wearing headphones.
Can I face on my grandma or not?
Y'all can hear her, right?
Yeah.
All right, good. Yeah, Carolyn, we can hear you.
Oh, God.
It's a bad case of loving you?
Something like that, yeah.
I think it's doctor.
Yeah,
give me the news.
That's so funny.
Here we go. Can you turn me up on?
Like, you're up all the way.
The perfect amount of quiet. That's for funny. I just googled Michelle Obama in the rain. Some results.
Couple. All right, Hans, I'm not up all the way.
You're up all the way. Is your volume up all the way?
My volume is up all the way.
Damn, I
don't know. You're up all
look
the way.
Look at those muscles. Damn.
It's because FaceTime doesn't play your background audio.
Carolyn, what?
Oh, yeah, okay.
What is
you're
this top?
Hang,
this
up
top?
Hang up on her. Hang up on her.
It's a dress.
Hang up on her.
I don't want to hang up on
her. No, don't hang up.
Tunes.
It's a beautiful top.
What do you prioritize?
It's a dress, but thank you.
It's a beautiful dress.
Thank you.
Can you hang up on her?
You're
no.
Sweet.
All right. Well, no, we don't have any transition music.
Nikki, do you want to come back in the studio or no? You good?
I gotta get the audio.
I don't know if we have any more headphones.
If you want to FaceTime me later,
iPhone.
Anson just said, I'm listening to your Rush Limbaugh show now.
This is reality radio. This is real. You're listening to Sway in the Morning.
Ebro, I'm Goldstein.
No, I actually don't think we're allowed to say that. We're not allowed to say stuff like that.
We're on Ebro?
No, yeah.
Why,
you're listening.
People might think that this is
WWE
Ebro in the Morning.
Solo Showdown. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
So can you read the?
Do you want to read a PSA?
I mean, I hate to change.
We're doing
the vibes
a PSA.
Of this,
wait, before the PSA, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Is Ryan Seacrest alive?
Yes, he's still alive.
Yeah. Jay says alive. All right, go on.
You know, it isn't still alive.
Don't say it. It's not. He's not. Don't give my hopes up.
He's alive.
No, because he's not hanging up on Carolyn.
You're not turning on the.
You're way up. It's because you're on FaceTime.
Oh, FaceTime, Carolyn. I'll call you back.
That'll still work.
Okay, bye, Rob.
I love you. Bye. Wait, I gotta go back. It's the chorus, isn't it?
This is a mess. This is an absolute mess.
All right. Now for a segment that we like to call...
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay.
Wait. this is a PSA of texting while driving prevention. Strange enough, the girl in this picture is drinking a Pepsi. So I'll just go forward. This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Oh my god.
Can we get a soundboard effect after that one? Something scary? Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
All right, so...
There's an app for everything these days.
Yeah.
Important.
That was not the proper sound effect to play there.
That was a really really condescending picture of someone driving.
Well, she was just drinking a Pepsi, but I mean everything in there was kind of condescending. I didn't want to change the vibes after like Jamba Juice, you know.
Yeah.
But we can continue with that if you'd like. To.
I thought
it was pretty cool.
We appreciate that. I think that's dead in the water.
Changes come to America.
I found some sound effects.
Check out my profile!
Do you guys like to drink coffee on campus?
Coffee gives me the... What?
What's up?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, to what?
Where do you...
Can we do something? Can you like mouth like what I should say, and then I'll try and say it?
All right, guys, it's a new segment here.
Wait, I like
we're
this.
Doing a bit,
I like
we're doing
this.
A bit here.
Someone ask me a question, and then I will respond the way Nikki wants me to.
New segment called Rob is a corporate puppet.
Yeah, let's go.
Tell her, ask him a question.
All right, Rob, I was just wondering with the presidential debate tonight, whether you prefer mustard
Why would you
or mayo
think I'd
on
watch
your
that?
Sandwich.
What?
Considering that there's a presidential debate, do you prefer mustard or mayo on your sandwich?
Well, I really don't know because it means a lot to me that you asked.
Okay, Rob.
I don't know what I said.
Yeah, what did you actually say?
Well, if you're going to Carm, you have to get the soy sauce.
Okay, Rob. Here's another toughie.
Okay.
So... It looks like all of a sudden, Instagram has a new My Story feature, kind of like Snapchat. Are we corrupting the youth?
I've never really thought about that before. I mean, 4 more years?
I haven't updated my iPhone since 2004.
Why?
iPhones came out in 2007.
Oh, that was a lie.
Another question here.
In the grand history of sectarian conflicts on the face of the earth, no more blood has been shed than in the conflict between cat and dog. Will they ever figure it out?
Well, you're going to have to do that one again. Well, it's not really my place to speak.
We didn't really get to that one. Instead, I'm glad you asked.
All right. Time for a new segment.
Hot button issues are so hot these days. Rob.
So hot.
How many hot button issues do you think you are?
12.
There we go.
How many hot buttons have you touched in your life?
11.
Great. And back to you, Hans.
I just want to breathe loudly into the mic and go to sleep.
So, we want to...
Really, I think the best thing you can do on radio is think in your head and not say anything for like 20 seconds. It's just dead air. It's really listenable. Alright.
Wait.
This is transition, here we go.
Wait, I want to say something. I want to play on...
Earth people, wake up.
I want to thank everybody here for coming into the station today. It was a really fun time that we all had, and... A lot of the things we said and did today don't reflect the way that WMFO looks at the world. And, you know, we've said some offensive things. We've said some wise things. But you, at the end of the day, we can't say any of this without viewers like you going into your wallet and taking out a lot of money. And giving it to me when you see me at Eton, where I'm not allowed to be anymore because humanities majors can't be in Eton without showing an ID that claims that they give up all the rights of being a humanities major instead of an engineering major.
Let's play in the background.
I've tried to... Is there like some ambient music?
It's just a drone. It's just a drone, right?
We want to give special thanks to Hungarian Lifestyle. And Cranberry Smoothie is showing up on the show. And being in trainees, we want to thank Nicoletta Margulies and Carolyn Margaritos, Eli Lloyd, me, Max, and Hans for showing up.
Yeah, Rob, I think you put it really well, and I would just like to add, please be honest with your doctor when he or she asks if you're sexually active.
I'm never going to tell her the truth.
This is WWE Solo Showdown. You're listening to 91.5 WFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. All right, we're good.
That's what the Eagles take us out.
Yeah. All right. Anyone have something? I got something.
You want to turn mine off?
Whatever my doctor asks.
Are you playing? I don't even know it's playing.
Do you want to
tell me? No, keep going.
Shoot, shot, Harlem screaming, how come it's you, not some other fucker
sadistic, or I get sadistic. I'm in the corner crying, what's this shit? Seems I'm either puffing that bliss or cuff on my wrist. Ying and dang, either stinging with pain or bringing that grain. Either way, yo, it's all the same thing. Dang, dang, might it be worth it? Life in a circle, writing my journals die. Sitting in flows with the prettiest prose, mixed with the gritty and gross. I pity die, hideous schmo, not the idiot schmuck still giving the fuck. But I pity him, so I guess I care too, prepare to. I dare to keep trying with dying. The island be my heirloom.
Now do you see this? The way the grey controls only the souls that go to sleep. To sink or dissolve, I set adrift in between the concrete and the mist. Just another inner city list. Now do you see this? The way the grey controls only the souls that go to sleep. To sink or dissolve, I set adrift in between the concrete and the mist. Just another inner city river bliss.
Mod Mutts stream harbored us. Lucky loop of lefty Louis shuffling suave struts. Wrist carved up from Santa Street shows. Whose scars won't shut, no scars won't shut. Back and kickball, they were the kids I got cut. Type to lick your tears, all poke your gut and such. Now who's stuck, wondering where's my luck? Barge backs and bail, boom, where's my buck? Wouldn't last long on Lennox, you scared to come up. What you need to be is scared of the come up. When you need to be shooting the shows and save the young pups toward heat, Times Square, post everything rough. Bashing and barking like dogs in the fall. Down there south, slow draws, haggard hogs. I can feel your hunger, baby, scribble and make you starve. Taught you about tattered walls, scraps and scattered scrawls. Nike like to breathe, but you talk timid, toes tame with awe. On tongue writs, burn holes through pockets of drawers. I was born in the ocean and adapted to life ashore. Take a last look at the world, world. I'm spouting off like how, now what the hell? All got sick stories to tell. Sitting in your cell, thinking to yourself, how'd I fare? What'd I wear?
Now do you see this? The way the grey controls only the souls that go to sleep. To sink or dissolve, I set adrift in between the concrete and the mist. Just another inner city bliss. Now do you see this? The way the grey controls only the souls that go to sleep. To sink or dissolve, I set adrift in between the concrete and the mist. Just another inner city river bliss.
Swap slides, conquer, mana harder. Wally's on my beats, Wally's on the creek, cross star. Street where the people that